ShasiLuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Shavuos is dedicated b'zchus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Daf Dalad. The Gemara is trying to prove from a Mishnah that the Mishnah later on holds Shu'ut Lab She'i B'Bais is like it all off. The Gemara brings a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says Shu'ut Shle'i Eichal Kikazu, Shu'ut Shle'i Echleda, the Achla. A person makes a Shu'ut two times that he eats the Kikar, Eid Echayim Al-Achas. He's only Chayim one. And the Mishnah says further, Zui Shua Spita Shachayval's Doida Bakis, the Tafka this Shua or Chayval's Doida Bakis. So the Gemara's Betayag, it's Bashba, the Tafka this Shua, but other Shua's not. So what does it mean to be Bebai? Which Shua? Must be that a Shua Shah Oichal, if someone makes a Shua that he's got to eat and he doesn't end up eating, so then he doesn't get Malkis, Tafka the Shua Shah Loy Oichal, and then he goes and he does a Baisa that he eats his Chayv Malkis. But Shaykh the Shua Shah Oichal, then he is over the Shua Shah Loy Aide Baisa, he doesn't get Malkis. We have a Raya from a Mishnah, says the Gemara, that Lab Shaykh the Baisa ain't Loyker Olof. Rashi, in the Ramaschal, Eide Chayv Ala Achas, Rashi is Basra, why you only Chayv one time a Shua, why you only Chayv one Malkis, even though you made two shvuas. Rashi says, the me'acha shenishba olav shvua rishayin and aseret olav. What the first shvua was made, he's already aser. Chihadar eshtaba, when he makes the second shvua, havli nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. The second shvua, says Rashi, is already nichlal, the din of nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, v'tanam l'kamon, nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, v'likayim potter b'shvua z'akorban. So Rashi seems to say that the reason why over here you're not chayim of the second shvua is out the klal of nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. Iker sugi is a sugi later on in the third parak, but we'll discuss this point to get to this Rashi. Rav Kiva Eger, Egilia Rashas, Adav Chofa Bebeiz, brings this Rashi, and he says before in Rashi that the whole Torah over here is only out of Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. And he brings other tastes that seem to say not like this, and he says that L'Chayri is a Ryan not like Rashi from a Gemara and Makis. The Gemara and Makis on Dav Chof Beiz, the Gemara is looking to try to find how someone could be chayrish one charisha and be over a lot of lavim. So the Gemara asks that why can't we add to the amount of lavim that the person made a shvua? Besides for being over on chayrish biyantif and many other isurim, let's say that he made a shvua that he's not going to be chayrish. Says the Gemara, no, we can't be talking about a case where he made a shvua that he can't be chayrish. That wouldn't be moisif any malchus because he's mushba ba'oimid. He's usur because of the isur of yantif. As from Kiveger, if the reason why when someone makes a shvua not to do an iser, the reason why he's not chayiv is only because of what Rashi says of nishba l'kayiv is a mitzvah. As from Kiveger, the whole din of nishba l'kayiv is a mitzvah is only a gzeris hakosov of mitzad the hilchas carbon that's leisa v'heim balav that's a smite for the parsha of carbon, like it's before in the Gemara later on in Daf Chaf Hey that this pasuk this gzeris hakosov v'heim balav is only a ptur in carbon. Says from Kiveger, but you'll still get malchus. In the Ran and the for the Dharm, the Ran's beforeish like this, that the whole din of Nishba L'Kayiv is a mitzvah. If someone makes a shvua, he's going to go and he's going to sit in the sukkah. So if he doesn't sit in the sukkah, he's not chayiv a carbon, but he's over the Issa shvua. The whole Issa shvua, Lagabi Bal Yachal, Lagabi Malkis, and all these dinim are still kayim. Says Rav Kivegas, it's beforeish in the Gemara Makis of Dav Chavbeis that you don't get Malkis. The Gemara over there is discussing getting Malkis. The Gemara's not talking about bringing carbonis. The Gemara's trying to see how many Malkis someone could get for being Chayrish. And the Gemara's beforeish that because of the Svar Mushba of Oibis, someone that makes a Shvua not to do an Isser, and he's over the Isser, says the Gemara, doesn't get Malkis. He's Mushba of Oibis. So you see clearly, says Rav Kivegas, that the Svar of why you put over here is not because of Nishba L'Kayim is a mitzvah. It's a new problem, which possibly L'Chayr could be the reason of. Ain't Issachal Isser. Ain't Issachal Isser will be a very good reason why you don't get two Malkusin. But says Rav Kivegas, but it's the first Chayr that the reason why you potter is not because of the din of Nishba L'Kayim Mitzvah Mitzvah. If you look in Afike Yam, in Simon Lam Vav, where he goes through Barichas, all the dinim of Nishba L'Kayim Mitzvah, all the Verechatimtses, in the second Chedek of the Simon, in Ois Vav, he brings down this Kasha for Rav Kivegas and he says that he says it's a Tebuk Deilar of Kivegir. He says this Shita Saran on the Avchesa Ben Aleph is not Dover Muskim. That the Rans before that the din of Nishba L'Kayim Mitzvah is only the Gabi Karban. He says the Ramban at the end of the third parak of Shuas is before it's not like this. Ramban is Exeris Akasav a new pasuk that the Nishba L'Kayim Mitzvah there's a tour from Malkus also. There's a Miyat of Malkus also. And therefore says the Afikayam, it's very possible that Rashi doesn't have to hold like the Ran. we could learn that Rashi holds that Nishma L'Kayim is a mitzvah, is a p'tur on everything. And that would be the p'shat in the Gemara Makis. It's not only a p'tur on carbon. And he brings down over there from Atashbats that brings B'Shem Rashi, that the head here, like the Shittas Haramban, that the din of Nishma L'Kayim is a mitzvah, is not dafka p'tur from carbon. And Afik Yav says that he thinks that this Kasha of Kivegir is a Talbot Toya Kosvoy. It wasn't Reb Kivegir himself. Because there's a before Shabbat Rishayim says Afik Yav, whether or not Nishma L'Kayim is a mitzvah, is dafka p'tur from carbon. Like we said over from the Ran, or it's even for a p'tur from Malkus also. And he brings up the Ramban sheet is like that at the end of the third parak of Shavuos. And Ibkain says that Afikiyam, there's no mockup to ask any kasha on Rashi. Well, how could Rashi bring the din of Nishma L'Kayim as a mitzvah? Because Rashi Shita could be like the Ramban, that the din of Nishma L'Kayim as a mitzvah is a p'tur from Malkus also, and that could be the Pshat in the Gemara of Malkus. So the Gemara brings a riot from this Mishnah that we see it, we have a stab mishnah, the lav shei b'maisa, ain loikin olav. Tosfos and the Ramasa Avos is kasha with this Gemara's raya. Ask Tosfos, what's the Gemara's raya from this mishnah that you don't get malchus on a lav shei b'maisa? Maybe the reason why over here you don't get malchus is not because of lav shei b'maisa, ain loikin olav. Maybe the reason why someone that makes a shvua sha'uchal, that he's going to eat, v'loi ochal, he doesn't end up eating, the reason why he doesn't get malchus is because of asura safik. Like the Gemara itself says the svar before, that the shua sha'ichav le'ochaz asura suffix. So maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah says you don't get malchus. Maybe the oil of lavsha even says loikin olav. But the reason why over here you don't get malchus is because it's asura suffix. So Tosfos answers in one teretz that the Gemara over here has a mashmois that you're always potter. Anytime someone makes a shua sha'ichav, he's potter. Even if when he went, the person went and instead of eating the kikar, he went and he threw it into the yams. So now says Tosfos over here, I could give him asura. When a person just doesn't eat the kikar, so then it's asura suffix, because I can't be oimid on exactly when the day ends. And therefore I can't be master on this minute exactly and say, you if you don't eat it right now, you're gonna be over your shvur, because we can't be but times of exactly where the exact hour, the exact minute where he's being over his shvur. But Shaykin says Tosfos, if he goes and he throws it at a place where he's never gonna be able to eat it, so right over there, I could be master, but I could tell that if you're going to go throw this kikar right now, you're going to be over Yeshua. That's Asura Svadai. And therefore says Tosfos, the Gemara had a Bashmoy, that even in a Chatimsa where there would be Asura Svadai, it wouldn't be Asura Safik, Apple picking your potter. Must be says Tosfos, that the reason why your potter is because of Lav Shei B'Maisa, that's the Gemara's Hechrich, that this Mishnah has to hold that Lav Shei B'Maisa ain't loikin olav. There's a famous play Yeshua. That is this kasha in Tosfos' teretz, but Yeshua asks that if this the Gemara holds that the Mishnah is talking about even in this case, says the Pnei Yeshua that you shouldn't have the p'tur of lav shei b'maisa also not. Why is this called the lav shei b'maisa? A person is being over Yeshua idei maisa. He's taking the kikar and he's throwing it into the yam, and idei that maisa he's being mevatel Yeshua. He's now not going to be able to eat this kikar. So as the Pnei Yeshua, that should have been nichal the din of lav shei b'maisa in loikinov. That should be nichal in the din of lav shei yesh b'maisa loikinov. And must be that the Mishnah is not talking about this case. Because even if the Ptur is because of lav shei b'maisa, in this case you would get malchus. Because this wouldn't be considered a in b'maisa. Over here you're being over Yeshua, yidei maisa. You're throwing the kikar in the yam, you're being mevatel the tzad to be b'kayim the shvua, a yidei maisa. And the Pnei Yeshua goes on and he says, that the chayr, this din that he's being mechadish, that someone that throws a kikar l'yam by a shvur sha'ichal gets malchus, is the chayr mefirsh in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam Perek Aleph, halacha gibel from Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam brings down that there's four types of shvuos, like our Mishnah says. There's a shvur sha'chalti v'lo yachalti, and there's a shvur sha'loy oichal, and a shvur sha'ichal. And then the Rambam goes on to say that if you're over any of these shvuos, you get malchus. So the Neis Kalim, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah, Oymen on the Rambam, that L'chayra now sugits before, that a Shua Sha'oichal, if someone makes a Shua, he's going to eat the Kikar, and he doesn't end up eating it, you don't get Malchus. It's a Lav She'imei Maisa, you don't get Malchus. So the Kesef Mishnah, and Lechem Mishnah, Matchik in the Rambam, that you have to say that the Rambam's Lav Dafka, the Rambam doesn't mean to go back on all four Shvuos. In the Chanami, the Rambam's only going back on the Shua L'Sha'avar, where there's a special Reboy that you get Malchus, even though it's a Lav She'imei Maisa. And on a shvul abba, dafkan eichatibs of shvul shaloy oichal, the ochal, where he's over idea maisa. But by shvul shaloichal, if he made a shvul, he's gonna eat. The loy ochal, he didn't end up eating, where it's a lav shayim maisa. In a chanami, the Rambam's not going back on that eichatibs. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's a very big doichik, the lashon Rambam. The Rambam seems to be going back on all four shvuas. So therefore says the Pnei Yeshua that no, we could learn in the Rambam that Ein Hachanami is going back on all four Shavuos. Even in a Hechatimtza where a person made a Shavuos Sha'ichal and he didn't end up eating, there are Hechatimtzas where he could get Malkus. You did this Hechatimtza of Taisa, says the Pnei Yeshua. If he went and he was Mevatel the Shavuah, you day Akum Ba'aseh, he took the Kikar and he threw it Layam. He made himself, which that made it impossible for him to be Mekayim the Shavuah, that would be considered a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, and therefore the Rambam wrote that you could get Malkus any four Shavuos. In a Hanami, there are cases of Shavuah Sha'icha where he wouldn't get Malkus if he's not Oivar Yedei Maisa, but since there are cases, even by Shavuah Sha'icha, where he would get Malkus, says the Pnei Yeshua, therefore the Rambam wrote on all four Shavuos that he gets Malkus. Now this Svar of the Pnei Yeshua is Be'emes Avor and Yushalmi. The Ramban, in Makis Avtes Vavam and Beis, the Ramban brings down a Yushalmi over here in Shavuos, in the third parak of Shavuos, where the Yushalmi brings down this Machaikis that we have over here on the Gimel and Beis, why a Shavuos Sha'icha doesn't get Malkus. The Machaikis we have, Rabbi Yechon or Rosh Lakish, is the reason because of Asura Safik, is the reason because of Lav She'imei Maisa. And the Yushalmi says, Nafkamina would be, what happens if you Zerik the Kikar Layam? And the Yushalmi says the exact opposite of Tosfos. Yushalmi says, if the reason why you won't get Malkus by Shavuos Sha'icha is because of Asura HaSafik, over here will be Nachshav, also Asura HaSafik. Masha Ikin says to Yushalmi, if the reason why you don't get Malkus by Shavuos Sha'icha is because of Lav She'im Maisa, since over here I was Zoyrik, the Kikul Hayam, over here I did a Maisa, says to Yushalmi, you will get Malkus. So first in Yushalmi, the Svara of the Pnei Yeshua. But if you look at the Me'iri, over here, the Me'iri is this Kasha, with this Yushalmi, and he says it seems to be it's a Meshubesh, it's a Gears of Meshubesh, it's a Yushalmi. He seems to understand like Tesis, not like the Pnei Yeshua, that even if someone would be Zeruk Akikul Yam, as the Me'iri, that shouldn't be considered a Lab, Sheyesh by Maisa. And if you look at the Mitzvah Eson, over here in Agoyetz V'Chadushim, in the back of our Gemaras, the Mitzvah Eson is Be'emes Mazr, the Svar of Tesis, the Svar of Pshuta of Tesis, why Tesis didn't understand like the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Why did Tesis hold over here that it, not considered a lab sheish b'maisa, and he's masber because the maisa soif dover, the isser over here is not the throwing into the yam. The isser is the not eating. The hechatimta, how I didn't eat the kikar was because I threw it into the yam. But we can't consider that as a maisa aveira. The zrika yam is not a maisa aveira, and therefore Tesis holds, says the mitzvah, so that would be considered also a lab sheish b'maisa. And that seems what the Be'iri holds to be svara also, and therefore he says kasha and Yushalmi that says like the svara of the Pnei Yeshua. And the Stipler in Kilas Yaakov, in Simek Gimel and Ois Aleph, he brings down this Rambam, this Pnei Yeshua, this Me'iri, he brings down all these Svaras, and he's Mitzayin to this Svar of the Mitzvah Eson, which seems to be that the Me'iri holds a Shagis Aryeh. The Shagis Aryeh is going on Taisis and Yevamah Staf Tzadiyah Mebeis, the Ramasal Kulu. Where the famous Taisis over there, Taisis discusses, it's going on the sugya where the Gemara's miyasid that Chazal could be oikir deraisa, but dafka b'sheval tasa. Chazal could go out long and come and say that we should not do a mitzvah deraisa, even to be mevatel or dvar Torah, as long as they're not telling you to go be oiver b'kum be'esei, as long as it's only in a passive tense in a sheval tasa. His Taisis over there asked that. We know the Takonas Chazal, that a beged pishton, even though they're raisa, it's chayiv and tzitzis, Chazal, because they're worried about people that are going to be over Issa Kalayim, Chazal said that we don't put on tzitzis on a beged pishton. Someone that wears a beged pishton should not put on tzitzis. His Taisis asked, how could Chazal tell you not to put on tzitzis on a beged pishton when someone's going to go and put on such a beged? He's being over a mitzvah's essay, they're raisa, but kum the essay, asked Taisis. Says Taisis that the answer is that when a person puts on a beged, he's not being over a mitzvah b'kum be'esei, because there's no mitzvah to have tzitzis on when you put on the beged. The mitzvah is only chal a minute afterwards. After someone goes and puts a beged of dalad kampis on, then he has to go put on tzitzis. So therefore, says Tosfos, when the Chazal never went against the Torah in a kum be'esei, because when you put on the beged, when the maisel avishas a beged, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. And there's no mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis is only chal after you already have put it on. And then already I'm a sheval tase. I'm not going and putting on tzitzis. So it says Tosfos over there, Chazal will only be misakim a sheval tase. And Tosfos is not so happy with this, but Tosfos says that we know that the brocha is his atif b'tzitzis. To be ma'atif with the tzitzis. It's mashba that the mitzvah goes in the regular, and the ma'isa itif already, you have a mitzvah. He doesn't like Tesis Teretz at all. He says that even if the mitzvah only comes later, also that will be considered a maisa. That will be considered a maisa since it's dimshach from the original maisa levisha. Ein shamba arichas. And therefore he says a different Teretz Tesis kasha. He says in a chanami like Tesis asks at the end, the mitzvah of tzitzis is right with the maisa ituf. Pshas the maisa ituf. Right then, there's a mitzvah tzitzis to put on the tzitzis. But says the Shagasari, afal pikein, we don't look at this like someone that's mevatel bekumba essay. But he says, soif dover, the bittle that's going on over here is the not putting on tzitzis. In a chanami, the maisa levisha, I'm going against the Torah. The Torah says that with the maisa levisha, I should have tzitzis, and I'm going and doing a maisa that without tzitzis. But soif dover, says the Shagasari, we have to look at what the lumpness of the mitzvah is. The lumpness of the bittle on mitzvah, the lumpness where I'm going against the Torah is the fact that I didn't put on tzitzis. I'm not doing a maisa iser. There's no the Torah didn't give a maisa iser of putting on a beged. In a chanami, I'm going against the Torah with a maisa of putting on the beged. But the lomness of what's going on here, the bittle of what's going on here, says the Shagas Aryeh, is the not putting on tzitzit. So since soif davar, the bittle is the not putting on tzitzit. So therefore, that's not considered as going against the Torah b'kumba essay. So therefore, says the Kilas Yaakov, who didn't we understand the mitzvah eset svara over here in this taisvis? In a chanami, I'm going and I'm being mevatel them shvua aydeya maisa, because I'm throwing the kikar layam, which is making it not possible to eat. But seif davar, what is the iser that I'm doing? The iser seif davar that I'm doing is the not eating, and therefore we don't look at that as a maisa. Now, even though chayru would seem that there's a little astir over here, because we just explained the Shagas Aryeh Svara to argue on Tesis on Yevamis Daf Tzadi and Tesis Vayas with the same Svara. So it would seem that Tesis on Daf Tzadi and Yevamis seems to hold not like this. He seems to hold that we always have to damn the Maisa, Seif Dover, if a Poyel, I'm doing a Maisa, that's considered a Maisa. So the Ibkeinu Chayud will be a little of a steer and Tesis. Tesis on Daf Tzadi and Yevamis seems to assume, like the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, that Seif Dover, there's a Maisa going on here, and since I'm being over idea Maisa, that's enough to be considered a Maisa. And Taisis by us doesn't hold like the Pnei Yeshua. It seems to hold like the Shagas Aryeh that we have to look at the lumpness of what the Isser is. It doesn't matter if B'poyel I'm doing a Maisa. But L'chayr is a very big Makam L'chalik between the two Naisim. Taisis by us is talking about whether or not you could get Malkus because of Alav Shiyesh by Maisa. So then we can understand very strongly that the Shagas Aryeh Svar over here is much more strong. It's much more clear that to don something as Alav Shiyesh by Maisa, that being over Alav Shiyesh by Maisa, it has to be that the Maisa itself is what's Aser. Can't be just that I'm doing a Maisa that I'll yidei that I'm being Mevatel a Mitzvah. I'm being Mevatel, I'm going against the Mitzvah. It has to be the Maisa itself is what's Aser. Masha Enkin Tosfos in Yevamis is not discussing that. Tosfos in Yevamis is discussing an Indian, whether or not Chazal v'Koyach to go against the Torah become the essay in Sheva Altase. So it could be Tosfos in Yevamis holds that in a Chanami, with the bittle over here in Lomdis is by the not putting on tzitzis. But Seif Davar, when we're discussing if Chazal could go against the Torah, if I'm not passively going against the Torah, I'm doing it Aydei Asiya, Aydei Pa'ula, that also, even though in Lomdis, I'm sacha called being mevatel a mitzvah, but since I'm doing that idea of maisa, that also is considered going against the Torah, become the essay. And therefore, it could be that Tosfos in Yevamis, and Tosfos in Shuas over here, agree, one discussing the inyan of Lav Sheyesh by maisa, and one discussing the din of kumbe essay. Lav Dafka, the two things have to be totally zebazeh. Stipler goes on in Ois Beis, and he brings a Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Ches Ois Hei, where the Michas Chinuch over there says that if someone has a carbon, so the halacha is if you leave over the carbon overnight, you're over a lav, leisasir, you're over a lav of Neisar. Now normally that lav is a lav she'im by Maisa, because usually you can't do it aydei Maisa, because it just gets left over. Says the Michas Chinuch, what happens if someone makes the carbon puzzle, but oifer that you could still be over the lav of Neisar? Says the Michas Chinuch, so imkein, now I made it impossible to eat this carbon, because I made it possible, and therefore automatically it's going to get left over. So therefore says the Mechaz Chinuch, I will get Malkus. That's considered Yesh by Maisa. By making the Maisa psul in the carbon, I'm causing it, I did this Maisa, it's going to have to be nicer, and therefore says the Mechaz Chinuch, I'll get Malkus. So the Stipler is betam on the Mechaz Chinuch, that L'chayr, it's negative our Tosfos. It's a svar of the Pnei Yeshua holds this way. After the svar, we can understand the Mechaz Chinuch, but you should have the Mechaz Chinuch should have spoken out that it's negative tastes in Shua Staftal that consider such a thing a lav she'im by Maisa. The Stipler over there goes on and he says that even if we argue on the svar of the Pnei Yeshua over here in the case of the Mechaz Chinuch, and we say that no, since Seif Dover the Isser is the Isser of Nisar, of leaving over, even though I did a mice to do that, we don't consider that as a lav sheish me mice. Says the stipple, we could still maybe have a svar to say that in Er Toisvis, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha is still on, is still right. Even if we say not like the Michas Chinuch. He says, because in Er Toisvis, we're talking about a Shvuah. Now says the stipler, Shvuah, be'etzem, the Torah didn't give an Isser to make a Maisa Achila. The Isser of Shvuah is not to be Mechal, the Dibur of the Shvuah. So when I make a Shvuah Shaloi Oichal, and I eat it, there's no Maisa Isser of eating. The Isser is that a day my eating, I'll be Mechal the Shvuah. So therefore says the stipler, always every single Shvuah, the Yisoyed of the Isser is to do a Maisa that's been Goyrim to be Mechal my Dibur. That is what the Isser of Shvuah is. When I have Torah gives an Isser Chelev, Isser Chazir, so the Maisa Isser is the Maisa Achila of the Chelev and the Chazir. When the Torah gives an Isser Noiser, the Isser is to leave it over. The Isser is not the Maisa Psol, the Isser is to leave it over. So therefore we can understand that maybe the Michas Chinuch, there'll be a makom to argue in the Michas Chinuch. Mashenkin says the Stiper that L'chayr by Shvuah, there's a makom to understand that the Isser is, the Chefs of the Maisa Isser is not the Maisa Achila, the Chefs of the Maisa Isser is the Maisa that's been Goyrim, the Chil Adibor. And therefore, we can understand, says the stipler, that the Zrika Yam could also be considered the Gufa Maisa Aveiru. Because the Gufa the Zrika is what's been Goyrim to be Mechal Adibor. Even though the person made a Shvuah Sha'oichal, and the Chayr, the Yisoid of the problem of here is the fact that he's not eating it, but even when he doesn't eat it, why is not eating Asr? Because that's what's been Goyrim to be Mechal Shvuah of Shvuah Sha'oichal. So therefore, says the stipler, there will be a makom to understand that the maisa of Zrika L'yam in Hilchas Shvuah would be considered a maisa aveir mamsh, and therefore we could maybe understand the Pnei Yeshua's kasha that you could get malchus of such a shvuah, even if in other places like in the kechatibs of the Michas Chinuch we wouldn't hold to the svara. So we just discussed this isaitistic and naisa over here in Taisvis, whether or not with someone's over a Isser, even though he didn't do the Maisa Isser, but he was over the Isser, Idea Maisa, would that be considered a Lav Sheish by Maisa? Tosfos assumes that the Pshit is not like that. The Pnei Yeshua asks, and he brings a Raya from a Rambam, that it would be considered a Lav Sheish by Maisa. We brought Yushalmi holds this way, and Iri is Batama under Yushalmi. And we said that the Bitzbi Eser is Mazber Shitas Tosfos, and the Stipe brought that the Shakis Arya says a similar Svara in the Tosfos in Yevamis, Lagabi Atifa, Lagabi Tzitzis. That we always don't look at the, if he's bepoil doing a mice, we have to always look at the lumness, whether or not the bittel is going on, I day the mice, or the bittel is from the not doing the mitzvah. And we said, Afal Pik and Taisvis by us, and Taisvis and Yavamas could, doesn't have to be a steerer, because Taisvis by us is discussing the din of Lav Sheish by mice, Loikidol of Mashing, and Taisvis and Yavamas is discussing whether or not you're being over a mitzvah, become the essay of a Sheba al Tase over there. It's easier to understand that even if it's not the Maisa Veir Mamish, it would be considered a Maisa. We said over the Mechas Chinuch that seems to assume with a Pshitas like the Pnei Yeshua, that by Neusser, if you do a Maisa Psol and a carbon, that would be considered Yesh by Maisa, and the Stipler's Vatam on him, that's Degad the Taisvis. And then we said over Lamda Shesvar from the Stipler that by Shvuah, any Maisa that you're being over the Shvuah, that could be considered the Maisa Shvuah, the Maisa Avera Atzboi. Taisvis goes on, and Taisvis says that this that he's assuming, that by Zara Kikul Yam it's considered Asras Vada, he says Taisus that L'chayr it seems from a Gemara Makis not like that, because the Gemara Makis says that Loitaman the Omer Bitle Vilay Bitle, Loitaman the Omer that holds that someone that's over a lab Shinitik Va'etze, for example, by Shluch Hakan, he takes the mother Alabonim, so L'chayr is he doesn't get Malkis because he's Nitik Va'etze, he now has a mitzvah Shalach to Shalach, he has to go send away the mother. So the Gemara over there, Makis, brings down a man to Omar that holds bitloy v'loy bitloy, that calls man, he's not mevatel the mitzvah b'yadayim, he doesn't get malchus, he has to go ahead and be mevatel himself the mitzvah, he has to go and the Gemara says echatipsa would be, he has to go and break the krafayim of the tzipar, that it can't go fly away anymore, and it can't be mekayim the mitzvah shidluach, he has to go be mevatel the mitzvah in order to get malchus. And the Gemara over there is before that Afal Pikain, even though he's getting malchus for the shasa shvira, for breaking the bird's wings, Aval Pikain, the Gemara's of war that you don't get Malkus because it's Asura Safik, because since we don't know Bishasta Aveir whether or not he's going to break the bird's wings or not, even though he now broke the bird's wings, I date this Maisa, I can't go and give him Asura on the Maisa of the breaking of the wings. So therefore says Taisus that that we're saying over here, that it's considered Asurat Svada, is a chayr not going to work out with the Gemara and Makis. Now if you look at the Ritva by us, the Ritva says the same Teretz as Taisus by us. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Makis. He brings a raya from the fact that you see that bitloi must be Sidus Yisai that applies to Asurat Svada. So the reason why Taisus has a kasha from the Gemara Makis and the Ritva has a raya from the Gemara Makis is very simple. Because if you look at the Sugya Makis after Tesvav, there's a big Malchegis Rishayim, there's different Girsas Rashi Vatesis over here, over there. It's like we just said over, that the man, the Omer Bitzvalei Bitloi, the him, it remains Asra Safik. If I care, the man, the Omer Kaimavalei Kaimli, the man, the Omer that holds it, you don't need to be Mevatel, be a dime in order to get Malchus. It's enough just that the mice are not being Mekayim, the Mitzvah's essay. If Seif Dover, you're not being Mekayim, the Mitzvah's essay, that's enough to give you Malchus. He holds that it's Asra Zvadai. But the Rishonim, the Ramban over there, the Ritva himself over there, they have a different Girsa. And they learn the Gemara the exact opposite. They say that the man, the Omar, bitloi, that applies Asura Svadai, because b'shas the Shvira, b'shas the Maisa Bittel of the Mitzvah, you can be Master Gufa on that. Masha Enkin, the man, the Omar, Kaimav, like Kaimai, since he holds, you don't need a Maisa Bittel, so there's nothing to be Master, we can't be Master later on. That's how the Ritva learns over there in Makis. So Mela, the Fizat Pasha, the Ritva has a raya for the Gemara Makis. The Ritva has a Gemara that beforeish, even though you didn't mamish do the Maisa Isra Idei, you're now just being over the Maisa, you're being over the Isra Idei, the Maisa Bittel of the Shvira of the Knafayim. Still, you can be mastered there. So who had you can be mastered over here? B'shas Tzrik Layam. Mashiach and Taisus that learns the Gemara, the opposite of the Ritva. He learns that Bittelai is still Asra Suffolk. So therefore, Taisus has a raya, not like what he's saying, and he brings a raya that when you zayir kikur l'yam, it could still, the Gemara and Makis seems to hold, that would remain Asra Safik. Now, Kivager over here in Kalina Shas is Betam on Tosfos. He asks that l'chayra, if Tosfos seems to hold Bisvara, that a zayir kikur l'yam, you could give Asra on a Srikas kikur l'yam, which means to say that we can understand that the Srikas kikur l'yam, that's what's, I'm being over the Issa Shvua with the Zrika Kikulayam, and therefore I can give you a Asura on the Zrika Kikulayam. Says Ruki Vega, what do we have arrived from the Gemara Makis to this Naisa B'chlal? The Gemara Makis is talking about where the Issa is to take the Eimal Abonim. So I took the Eimal Abonim. And now, during when I took the Eimal Abonim, it was Asura Safik, because I don't know B'shas when I took the Eimal Abonim whether or not I'm going to go B'sheva Grafayim. Later on, when I'm Sheva the Grafayim, says Ruki Vega, that's not the Shasa Issa, that's Pasha, that's not the Shasa Issa. So therefore, of course, over there, you can't give Asura then. The whole Asura Chayach to give is B'shas when he originally took the mother. And over there, it's Pasha, that's Asura Safik. What do you see, Legabe, when Taisa seems to hold Misvar L'chatchila, that Azrika of Kikul Hayam is, we are being over the Shvua with that Maisa. So over there, if I could give Asura there, Taisa had a Svar, he could give Asura there. We don't see in the Gemara Makis not like that. It's Pasha, B'shas the Shvira is going to find him in the Gemara Makis. That's not the time where you're being over the Isser. Pasha that the asura that you need to give would be b'shas the mice of leisika chaim al abonim. So the stipler Kilos Yaakov further on over there in Sima Gimel, he says that l'chayru we could explain Taisvus never held that the mice isra of the shua is the zrika is the zrika l'yam. That wasn't the mice isra of the shua. The mice isra of the shua is the not eating the kikar at the end of the day. At the end of the day, let's say I said shua shloi oicha kikar ayoyim, and at the end of the day I didn't end up eating it. That's the Maisa Isser, not eating it. Just since the way I got to that Maisa Isser was I did this Rika L'yam, with this Rika, it's automatic that I'm going to be over the Isser. So Taisa held a Svara that I could give you a Svara then. Since right now, if you're Zerik this Kikul L'yam right now, you're automatically bringing yourself into a situation where you're going to be over the Isser Shvua. So then Taisa held a Svara that's enough to make a Svara on that Maisa. Taisus brings a raya. Taisus proves from the Gemara in Makis not like that. It's not enough that I did this mice. I'm bringing myself into the situation of the Isser. Because if that would be enough, then I'll be able to master you on the Shiva Kedafayim Mamish. Because even though true, says the stipler, like Rukivager says with the Pshitas, the Shiva Kedafayim is not a chedek of the mice Isser. But safe to have, I did the mice of Shiva Kedafayim, I'm bringing myself in the situation that I'm being over the Isser that I did yesterday of the Sikach Eimal Abonim. So if it's true, says the stipler, that I would be able to give you a Asra on the Zayra Kikar L'yam, even though Taisus assumed with the Pshitas that's not the Maisa Isser. The Maisa Isser is not eating the Kikar at the end of the day. That says the stipler, who did Taisus held that I should be able to give you a Asra on the Shvir's Kedafayim, even though it's not the Maisa Isser, like Rukivager says. But since it's the Maisa that's bringing me, it's been causing me to be in a situation of being over Isser, I would be able to give you a Asra over there also. And for the fact that you can't give Hasra, Tosfos Machriach must be the Hasra has to be like Rukavega says, Dafka on the Maisa Isser. But since this type of Tosfos never entertained, like Rukavega seemed to understand, that the Zrika Layam is the Maisa Isser Mamish. So we said over Machlekes Rishonim whether or not we could look at the Zrikas Kik L'Yam like Asuras Vahadei. Tosfos seems to hold the Maisa from the Gemara Makkos is Mukhrach from the fact that Shiris Kedafayim is not Asuras Vahadei. It seems that it would remain Asuras Tafik. Not like Tosfos held the Svar L'Chatchila. We said the Ritva Vahepach brings a riot from the Gemara Makkos Lafi his gear so that the Gemara over there holds that Bitloy blibes Asuras Vahadei. And we said Rukiv Eger's very this kasha very strongly with Tosfos. He doesn't understand how could Tosfos bring a raya from a nitik essay from the Shiris Kedafayim, which is not a chedek of the Maisa Isser, to the Zrik Yam, which is a chedek of the Maisa Isser. We said over our teretz in the stipler that the Zrik Yam Tosfos never held was the Maisa Isser. The Zrik Yam was just the Maisa that's causing you to be over the Isser, and therefore Tosfos held that if you'd be able to give Asra on the Zrik Yam, hu adin, you'd be able to give Asra on the Shiris Kedafayim. Now the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara said that how could you learn up that the Shnayim Shein Arba not talking about Korban, they're talking about Malkus? Ask the Gemara that our Mishnah also discusses Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Dalad. And over there, ask the Gemara, what type of Malkus? Where do you get Malkus on Negoyim? Negoyim, you bring a Korban, you become Torah, but where do you get Malkus? So the Gemara answers that there's a Malkus of Negoyim, Bekoitzis Bahartoi, that someone that cuts off a Negad, Aloch is that he gets Malkus. Tosfos, in the Ramaschal, Bekoitzis Baharta, Tosfos says that from this Gemara it seems that the Shnayim Shein Dalad, that you need to have a Mara Nega, has to be one of the Dalad Maras Degoyim in order to be over on the Lav of Koitzis Baharta. Because the Gemara is saying over here that the din of Shnayim Shein Dalad, the four Maras Degoyim, is the Gea to the Isra of Tzitzis Baharas. So Chayit before that you're only over Tzitzis Baharas if the Nega is from the four Maras Degoyim. Ask Tosfos that the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Kuflam and Beis is beforeish that you don't get the din of Tzitzis Baharas. You don't need Dafka Negat Tomei. Even on a Negat Tar, you also over the Issa of Tzitzis Baharas. So Tosfos, to answer this kasha, brings down from the Ritzva that Enochanami of Negat that's not from the Dalas Baharas Degoyim, that Pasha that's before in our Gemara, you don't get, it's not part of the Issa. The Issa is Dafka in the Dal Maris Degoyim. That the Gemara in Shabbos is before, that even a Negatar, it means a Negatar from the Dal Maris Degoyim. Like Tosfos says, someone that has a Nega, and it stayed for more than 2 weeks. If a Simon Tumah is not Nailan in 2 weeks, Halacha is the Kain's Betarim. So even though, so says Tosfos, we're only talking about a Nega that's Tar, but it has to be it's from the Dal Maris Degoyim. And if you look in Rashi and Shabbos and Daf Kuflam and Beis of a Beis, over there on that on Divrei Maskil Negoyim Torah on that Gemara, Rashi says Beforish, not like Tosfos. Rashi speaks out Beforish a boyak means something that's not from the Dal Maris Negoyim. And Avol Pi in Rashi's Beforish that's Nichlal and what the Gemara says the Goyim Tahirim that over there also is the Issa of Tzitzis Baharas. So if you look at the Tosfos Arid over there, the Tosfos Arid asks on Rashi, how could it be such a thing? Tosfos Arid asks that something that's not from the Dal Maris Degoyim is not a Nega Bechlau. It's not a Nega. A Nega means Davka from the Dal Maris Degoyim. So that's the Tosfos Arid's kasha on Rashi, that he doesn't understand Bechlau, that how could we say that there's an Isser of Tzitzis Baharas, a Tzitzis of a Nega, on something that's not the Dal Maris Degoyim. Now there's another Svara to argue on the Rashi. The Tosfos brings a riot from Agamara. The Shiloh is, what's the svar to argue? So we said over one svar for the Tosfos Arid, that he holds that something that's not from the Dal Maris Degoyim is not a Nega Bechlal. It's like a different bruise that a person has on his skin. A Nega means Be'etzem from the Dal Maris Degoyim. But if you look in the Ritva by us, the Ritva also says like Tosfos, in Shavuos over here says like Tosfos, that you need Dafka for the Dal Maris Degoyim. And he's Mazer, why are you over? If it's La'achar Abtur, where it's not Tommy anymore, why are you over? And the Ritva explains, the reason is, because when I'm cutting off this Baharis, it could be always that this Baharis will come back Tomei. It could go, it could spread. And then it'll become, the halacha is that something that's placed on the Achab Torah is Tomei. It could be Noel by Simani Tumah. And therefore says the Ritva that even though it's right now Torah, since it could become Tomei, that's why I'm over on the Tzitzis Baharis. And the Chayra, Imkain, that would be a svar to argue on Rashi. This Rashi, if the negas a negat mara Torah, there's no svar b'chal that I'm trying to be matara. It's more in the Ritva. The Ritva understood that the Yisayda Issa of Tisus Baharis is to be matara the nega. And therefore the Ritva gives a hezber why, when the nega is a negat Torah, why is that called being matara the nega? And the Ritva's masber because it can always become tummy this nega. But in the case of Rashi, in the case of a boyak, where the nega is not a mara Torah, tummy b'chal, you don't have this svara. So this svara, if we understand like the Ritva, the Yisayda Isser is to be Matar the Nega, if it's not a Mara Nega B'chal, it's not one of the Dal Maras, we wouldn't consider the person as being Matar the Nega. So L'chayr would be Mavor that Rashi holds that the Yisayda Isser is just the Maisik Tzitza, a Maisik Tzitza of a Nega. You don't have to Dafka be Matar the Nega. So therefore we have another Svara to argue on Rashi. We have the taste of Rit Svara because it's not a Mara Nega B'chal, it's not considered a Nega B'chal. And we have the Svara from the Ritva because that's a negative from the Dal Maris to Goyim, we can always view that we're being Metarit. Even if right now it's Tar, but it can always become back Tomei. And therefore, when I'm cutting it off, I'm being Metar. Mashaykin a nega that's not from the Dal Maris to Goyim. We don't look at the person who's being Metar a nega b'chal. It's not a nega that's b'chal Shaykh to Tumah. And you see the Mishnah Melech, a Perak Yud from Tumas Saras, Halacha Aleph, and the Chassam Sefer over there on Shabbos of Kuflan Beis, they both also say this Svara. That the Yisrael, why, La Acharab Tur, why a nega that 2 weeks, it doesn't have simani tuma with tara. Why you even tzitzis baharis is such a nega? They're mazur because since it could always become back tummy, so when I'm cutting it off, we could view him as being matar the nega. Now this yisoid that the yisoid of the isra of tzitzis baharis is because if you're being matar a nega is a vor in the Rashba Shabbos daf kufla megimel. The Rashba Shabbos of kufla megimel is going on a gemara over there where the gemara is a vor that when you cut off a baharis for Mila, if someone has a Beheres on the Makam Mila and you do a Maisa Mila and you cut off that Beheres, the Gemara calls it an Enim Eschavin. But you're not being Mechavin to do the Isser. As the Rashba asks, why is this called Enim Eschavin? Maybe it will be considered similar to a Malacha Shein Tzuchel Gufa, you're not trying to do the Isser. But why is this called Enim Eschavin? I'm being Mechavin to cut it off. Happens to be the reason why I might want to cut it off is for a different reason, but I'm being mechavim to do this maisa. I'm trying to do with the mila is what I'm being over on the ktsitzis baharis. So I'm having a full kavada to be ktsitzis baharis. Answers the Rashba to this kasha that in a chanami you be mechavim for the maisa, but the yisayid of the maisa isra of ktsitzis baharis is not enough that I'm just cutting. The yisayid isra is to be matar, and I'm not being mechavim matar. Answers the Rashba, and therefore says the Rashba that's considered inim eschavim. So it's before in this Rashba L'chari that the Yisrael Isra of Tzitzis Nega, this Isra that the Torah gave, is not Stam a Maisa Isra of cunning Negoim. It's a Maisa of being Metar the Nega Ideik Tzitzah. If you look at the Sfas Emes over there in Shabbos, he's Miskasha on the Rashba. He asks, how could the Rashba say that the Yisrael Isra is being Metar the Nega? We see the Gemara just said earlier that Negoim Tayrim you also Chayivon. So it's before that the Yisrael Isra is not being Metar the Nega. So the fee what we just finished saying, the svara from the Ritva, that it's not a stira, the svara says kasha is not shver. Because the enechanami right now you're tar. But since this nega could become back tummy, we could look at you also as being matar the nega. And it's not shver the kasha, the svara says on the rajba from the goyim tohirim. But the kasha is that if you look in Rashi over there on that sugi where the rajba is going, at daf kufla makimo maral fin Shabbos, Rashi also mafurish seems to say that the yisoid of the enim eschavin is that you're not being mechavin latar, like the divrei Rashba. And if you look in the Michas Chinuch, it's even tof kuf pei dal. Oh, you say he's betamar Rashi. He's betamar Rashi. You don't need to be mechavin latar. Even the goyim tohirim is chayiv. And we can't answer this kasha like we answered on the sfas emes al pi ritva that even by the goyim tohirim we also look at you like you're being matar. Because we just said over that L'chayr Shitas Rashi, over there in Shabbos on Daf Kuflam and Beisam and Beis, is that even by a nega that doesn't have a Mar Tomei Bechlal, it's not from Dal Maris to Goyim, you're also over. So L'chayr it's beforeish that Rashi holds that you don't need a Kavon Latar. Because L'chayr a nega that's not a Mar Nega, L'chayr doesn't apply any Kavon Latar. It's not Shaykh Bechlal to Tumas to Goyim Bechlal. So if you look at Afike Yam, in Chedek Gimel and Simuchaf Aleph, over there, he discusses these shilas, and he says that the chayra nira that there's two dinim in the ktsitzis baharis. There's one din that is like Rashi seems to hold just the maisik ktsitzis alone, and there's another din that you're being matar the nega. And he says that we know that ktsitzis baharis is a lav and an essay. A lav yishomer benega teras, and there's an essay lasa yiskachashar yairu. That you should do like what the Kayanim said. Says the Afike Yam, in a Chanami, Rashi holds that even on a Boyak, you're even a lav of Yishomer Benega Tzeras, But the mitzvah's essay that there's there, the mitzvah's essay, that's only on a negatomi, that's only when you be mechamin latar. The whole din is only last chosha yoyra koyanim, that you have to be noig with the nega, like the koyanim said, you can't go ahead and make your own tyrus. So therefore says that fikayam in chanami rashiyot is an iser on negatar, even on a bayak, but the essay is not going to be, the essay is only when you mechamin latar, and therefore the essay is only going to be on a negatomi. And therefore says that Figiyam, it's returned to Minchas Chinuch's Kasha on Rashi in Shabbos. Because Rashi in Shabbos over there is going on the sugya where the Gemara is trying to figure out that there's a problem to be Kaitis of a Harris for Makam Milo. And the Gemara is saying it's Einim Eschavin. So says that Figiyam, the essay is Einim Eschavin. Because you're not being Mechavin Latar, and therefore the essay is Einim Eschavin. Elamai says that Figiyam, you're going to tell me there's a Lois essay. A Lois essay, we have a simple essay Deicha Lois essay. We don't need any special pasuk for that. You don't need a special pasuk to tell me that I could be doicha the regular lois essay. The whole reason why I needed a pasuk over there was just because of the essay. And on that says the Gemara, the light Reb Shimon, the Einim Eschavin is mutter. So we can't look at that there's any essay here, because you're not being mechavin latar. So therefore, you don't need a pasuk. The lav, in Chanam, you have a lav. But the lav, we have an essay, doicha lois essay on the lav. And the Afikiyam goes on, Lefizeh, and he says that the Mishnah Melech, in Perak Yud Alocha Al from Tumas Teras, Mishal Malach is Machadish, that is an Isser Ktitas Beheres. There's an Isser both on the person that cuts it and both on the person that he's cutting the Nega off. The person that has the Nega and he allows another person to go and cut it, just like we know by a Kafas HaRosh, by Payas, and by a Shchos HaZokain. There's an Isser on the person that your Makif, on the Nikif also. So what then says the Mishal Malach on a Niktas also? The Isser's on the Niktas also. It says that Fikayam, that it's going to be Tali in these two dinim. He says, if the say that Isser is to be Matar the Nega, then the Mishnah Malach is right. Then the Mishnah Malach is right. And in the Chanami, the person that's the Niktas is also over. Because the Torah didn't want his Nega to become Tar. Masha'ikir, if it's a Maisa Isser Ba'almo, if it's a Maisa Isser, not trying to be Matar, not trying to do something, not trying to make a Nikif, a Kafis Arosh. Well, it's a Maisa Isser, not the Kodaf Nega, says that Fikayam, that he holds that you wouldn't be over. So Ibn Kain says that Fikayam, Lefizeh, it's Beturitz, Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi and Shabbos is very shver from Ergamara. Taisis Machriach from Ergamara, that you need Dapkav Dalamaris to Goyim. The Gemara over here is referred that the Isser of Tis Maharis is only on Dalamaris to Goyim. How could Rashi and Shabbos and Kuflam and Bezabez say that's what did by Boyak? Says that Fikayam, that it's the Gear for the Niktas. The Niktas is not over on a Boyak. On a Boyak, that's a Maisa Isser Ba'almo. The Niktas can only be over when you're being Matar, that you're doing something to the Niktas. Then the Niktas is also over. So therefore says that Fikiyam, when our Gemara says over here, it's the Gea, to the Isser of Yishama Benega Tzeras, the Isser of Titzvah Harris, the Gea, Dal Maris Degoyim, in Chanami, the Kaitis will be over even if it's not Dal Maris Degoyim. But the Niktas, he's only going to get Malkus if it's a Dal Maris Degoyim. That's it, Afikiyam, it's Miyashiv, Rashi, from Taisis Israel, from our Gemara. Now in Ar Gemara, there are other terutzim in Achroinim. Reb Moshe and Igris Moshe and Achela Kodshim and Simchav Hei, he says that we can learn Ar Gemara is talking about not that you koitzit the beheres itself, you koitzit simani tuma. Says Reb Moshe, it's poshut and a negator. If you koitzit simani tuma, you're not going to be over because it's not malamur. It doesn't have a teir simani tuma b'chal. Says Reb Moshe, bash egin and a negatome over there when you koitzit simani tuma, you're over yisham and negat teras. So therefore, says Reb Moshe, it's negayat a dalmar is the goyim. Even though Rashi holds that when you koitzit a nega, you're over even by a bayak, but when you kite it to Simani Tuma, then says Ramesh, it's dafka by a negatame, and therefore it's again a dalmaris to goyim to the Isser of Titus Beharis. And there's another mahalach over here to answer Rashi, the Rashash over here, Alpi, a Mishnah Lamelech. Rashash over here says a teretz, Alpi, the Mishnah Lamelech, Mishnah Lamelech, and over there in Perak Yud, Halacha Alpha, Tumas Taras, Mishnah Lamelech is going on a Rambam. The Rambam over there is Befurish, that you only get Malkus when it's a Ilu Maisav. If someone cuts off one sar loven, and there's anyhow two sarus loven left over, so even though there's an isser, but you don't get malchus. The malchus says the Rambam is only on someone that's ha'ilu myself. Is the mishal malchus mistapik lefi zeh? What's it do with the negator? If someone's kite is a negator, would you get malchus lefi the Rambam? Is that considered ha'ilu myself? Is that not considered ha'ilu myself? The chazain ish in the goyim. He says that we have a riot from Eretz to the Din. Etzem Din, we have a riot from Eretz to Eretz. Tosis comes along and he asks a kasha on Er Gemara, that L'chaira, you see in Er Gemara that you dafka by a negatome, and he asks a kestir for the Gemara and Shabbos, what happened to negator? Says the Chazon Ish, if the Mishamelech's tzad, that you only get Malkus on a negatome, you don't get Malkus on a negator, so there's no kasha. Avad it's the gate of Dalmaris to Goyim, because Eretz Sukkah is handling Malkus. In a Chanam, in a Gemara, in Shabbos, it's handling the Isser of Tzitzis by Eretz. The Isser's there even when you're not an Igul Maisav. So the Isser could be even by a negator. Ergamor is discussing a negatome, it's a gear for Malkus. If the halacha would be that you need Dafka Ilu Maisav to get Malkus, Dafka Negatome gets Malkus and not a negator, then Tosfos Kasha wouldn't be a Kasha. So it's Muchach, says the Chazon Ish from Tosfos, that even on a negator you get Malkus. But says the Rishash, Kapanim Lefisa, we can answer Rashi. Rashi could argue on Tosfos. Rashi could hold, like the Mishnah Melech Suffolk. Rashi could hold, like the Mishnah Melech, that the whole time, the only time you get Malkus is when you matar, is when it's a evil Maisav. So therefore, in a Chanami, the Isser Negas by Negator. And that's Rashi says in Shabbos Kuflam and Beis, the Isser of Bikritis Negas, even by a Negator. But the Rambam is before that for Malkus, you need something more. For Malkus, you need an evil Maisav. So it could be the Agamara that's before that it's the Gea that didn't dial Maris to Goyim to the Isser Tzitzis Baharis is because Agamara is discussing Malkus. And for Malkus, even Rashi's Maida, that you need Dafka Negatome. So we said over Machlekes Rishayim, Rashi and Shabbos, Dafkufam and Beis beforeish, that even a Boyak, even something that's not from Maris to Goyim, Malacha is that you're over on Tzitzis Baharis, Tzitzis by us is Machriach from Aris, so you're not like that. That Dafka by the Dal Maris to Goyim, have an Isak Tzitzis Baharis, not on a Maritar. And we said over that on Rashi, there's two Sfaris to argue. We have the Tzitzis Arid in Shabbos that holds that something that's not from the Maris to Goyim is not a Nega Bechlal. And then we said over Sfar from the Ritva, the Mishnah Malach, Sam Sefer, that you needed the whole Yisrael of the Isak Tzitzis Baharis is to be Matar, and if something that's not a Mara Nega is not being Matar Bechlal. Masha Inkein on Nega La'achar Ptur, even though it's Tor right now, but since it could come back Tomei, that's considered being Matar the Nega. We said over the Fizah Teretz to the Sfas Emes is Kash on the Rajma, the Rajma seems to understand also that the whole Isser of Tzitzis Baharis is only to be Matar, and the Sfas Emes adds from the Gom Torah, and we said the Fidis Rishai, the Fidis Far of the Ritva, it's even a Nega Torah also is considered that you're being Matar. But we said that on Rashi, the Mechaz Chilich says Kasha on Rashi, also Rashi also seems to be say over there that Stavka to be Matar. So we said over from the Afikah Yam that it's Cholok to Essay in the Lois to say. The Essay that Rashi agrees is Stavka to Tar. And that's why the Gemara in Shabbos over there that's discussing the din of Ein Essay, Deich Lois of Essay, the Gemara over there says that if it's Ein Mischav and it's Mutter. Rashi Ein Kein, the Lav, that Rashi holds just a Maisa Isser Ba'alma, and therefore the Rashi holds that you, even by a Negatar, even when it's not being Matar, you're going to be over the Lav. And the Fikiyam went on to say that it's Cholok, the Isser of the Kaitis and the Niktas. And Niktas is only Chayiv when something happened. The Torah is Makbet on the Niktas that something shouldn't happen to him, even though he didn't do the Maisa Isser. So therefore the Niktas is only over when you're being Matar. Hashem in the Kaitis, that Rashi says, who had them by a Negator? And if you say answered, Ergamar could be talking about the Niktas, but the Niktas Rashi could be Moide, that you need Dafka Negatome, Dafka the Dal Maris to go. We said another Teretz from Ramosha. Ramosha says that Agamar could be talking about the Simani Tumah. The Simani Tumah, it's Pashat, even if Rashi is Dafka by a Negatome Yoiver, not by a Negatar. Now we said over at Teretz, Alpida Mishnah Melech's Suffolk, whether or not the Rambam's Tanai of the Ilu Maisav is dear by a Negatar. So the Chazon Ish would arrive from our Tosfos that you do get Malkus on a Negatar. We said the Rishash Kufa answers that Rashi could hold that you don't get Malkus on a Negatar, even though it's Usser, and therefore Agamar that's discussing Malkus, he need Dafka, Dal Baris to Goyim. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a drasha that you need a yediyah betchila, yediyah besayif by a carbon oil of yerida by tumas mikdash or kedasha. So Rashi's masber, where do you know yediyah betchila and yediyah besayif? So Rashi says, from the fact that it says vanelam, it's mashba that you need yediyah betchila, and Rashi speaks out the yediyah besayif like tzricha kra, yediyah at the end. You don't need a pasuk di lo yada shachata my laisi carbon. Pashat, every person that's bringing a carbon, he obviously heard about it, he obviously knew about it. So it's Pashat that you can always have a Yediyah B'Sayf. Taisus and Devar Masl Vanelam. Taisus is Chaylik. Taisus says that we need to know that it's a Din Yediyah. What happens if someone's Mafish a carbon, Kaidim Shanayd Aloy? Taisus says that by Asham there's a Tzad that you don't need Yediyah B'Tchila, but by Chatas is a Din of Oy Hoyda Elov, is a Din Yediyah. And therefore says Taisus, we should need a Pasuk to tell me that you need a Yediyah B'Sraisa, but again, there's a Din Yediyah, you need to have a Yediyah. But it seems that Tosfos understood in Rashi that you don't need dafka yediyah b'sayif. Just practically speaking, if someone doesn't have yediyah, he generally won't bring a chatas because he didn't know he did aveira. So Stipel over here in Simit Dalid, he brings rayas to this yisoid of Tosfos that is a din yediyah. His first raya brings from a Gemara in Bamatziah Daf Gimel Beis that the Gemara is before that even though Edim come and tell a person that he did Aveira, he's not mechuyev to bring a carbon because he says he doesn't. He says he didn't do the Aveira. So if he's saying he didn't do Aveira, so he doesn't know. The fact that Edim are telling him, that's not enough of a yediyah. As the staple, if you don't need a yediyah, there's no special than yediyah. So Edim are telling you, so now you know you did that. Bezin now knows you did the Aveira. So Bezin should make you go bring, Bezin believes the Edim, so Bezin should make you go bring a carbon. They know you did the Aveira. LMI, the reason why Bezin doesn't go and make you bring a carbon is because you don't know that you did Aveira. You think the Edim aren't saying the truth. So therefore Bezin doesn't bring it. Doesn't make you bring a carbon. So it's before it says the stipul of that is a din yediyah. His matzchad araya al pi gemara increases daf zayin that it could be that if a person says that he doesn't want to be in the schapper with a carbon, the halacha is that the carbon, you're not yet to the carbon. So it says this type, it could be the fact that he thinks that he didn't do Aveira, that's also like saying, I don't want a kaparas carbon. So therefore, Bezin won't go make a person that doesn't want to have a kaparas carbon bring a carbon. Even though there's no din yediyah. He brings another raya from a machlekes, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua. What happens if someone that he did Aveira? He did malacha either on Shabbos or he did malacha on Yom Kippur. He just doesn't know which, was he over on Yom Kippur or was he over on Shabbos? So there's a machlekes, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua says that you don't bring a carbon. So you have to know which Aveira you did. Reb Lezer says, no, it's enough that you know that you did Aveira. Ask the stipler, if you don't need a yediya, what's Pshana Reb Yeshua? Safe double, you know Vadi, you did Aveira. So who cares if you don't know which Aveira, but you know you did Aveira, so you should have to bring a carbon. And he says, even Reb Lezer that holds that you bring a carbon, he just holds that you don't need to know which Aveira, but you have to, it seems that Reb Lezer still holds that you need to know that there was Aveira here. There has to be a yediya. So you see from there, says the stipler, that there's a din yediya. But he says that possibly it's probably in a machlekes tanoim. The machlekes increases daf chaf gimel whether or not what happens if what two people ate two pieces. One of them ate chaylev. We don't know which one. So the machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon over there. What's the din? Reb Yosi says that each one has to bring an asham talay. Each one has to bring an asham talay. Each one's a suffix if you ate chaylev. Each one has to bring his own asham talay. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says no. Together they can bring a chatas. Together they can bring a chatas. Says the stipler, it seems to be that the machlekes of Yesi and Shimon is in this nisa. Yesi holds, you need a idea. You need a idea. Until you know for sure that you did Aveira, you can't bring a carbon. Masha Enki Reb Shimon, that seems to say that they could together bring a chatas. He holds, you don't need a idea. Safe dover, between the two of them, they know for sure that Aveira was done. So you could bring a chatas. And he says, the stipler speaks out, that you can't say that the nisa is, that it's enough that they know they maybe did Aveira. He says, this is the Gemara later on over here in Shavuos and Daf Yitessim and Beis, that Rabbi Yechanan holds Yediyah Suffolk, Lo Yishmei Yediyah. It's not enough Yediyah Suffolk. You have to have Yediyah Vaday. So for the fact that Rabbi Shimon says that together they could bring a carbon, must be that Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't need Yediyah Betchila. But the stipler goes on and he brings Raya from Rishonim and Ksuba Stapim. Hey, not like that. That even Rabbi Shimon holds that you need Yediyah. So he brings that over there, that he asked the Chazanish this problem, that, what's Pshat Reb Shimon? If we assume that Reb Shimon also holds you need a Yediya, what's the reason why Reb Shimon holds that you can bring a Chatas? So the Chazanish answered him, that it's enough that there was a Yediya on Aveira between the two. The fact that between the two of them, they know for sure Aveira was done, that's enough that we know for sure that this Chatas is being brought on Aveira, that's also enough of a Yediya. It's enough for Yediyah, even though each person alone doesn't know if he did Aveira. But since between the two of them, they know for sure that this Chattas, this Aveira was done, and they're bringing this Chattas for that Aveira, that's enough of a Yediyah. And it brings over there that his son, Reb Chaim Kirievsky, showed him that the Shita increases Daf Chav Beis and Beis, and Oishav Gimel says the Svara, it's before the Svara of the Chazainish. So the Stipers of Mazvah, that the Machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yosi is, do you need a Yediyah mitzad the Bechaper? That the Mechaper himself, each person needs to have a idea that he did Aveira. That's Reb Yosi's Shita. Therefore, he holds, you can't bring a Chatas until you know for sure that you did Aveira. And Reb Shimon holds, no, you need a idea mitzad the carbon. So if I know, I date two people that this Aveira was done and this carbon has to be brought on this Aveira, so I have a idea mitzad the carbon, that's also enough to bring a Chatas. But like upon him, Tzarechin and Rashi, that seems to say in Arasugya that you don't need a idea, L'chari, there's Rayas, that a Chatas could only be brought when there's a Deus HaKosef, there's a din that you must have Yediyah to bring a Chatas. The Gemara over here brings a drasha that Pidyon HaBen can't be done with Karka. Deus HaKosef to be my Pidyon HaBen from Karka. Taisa has a Kasha that there's a Gemara in Kedushin that's a Vora that you could be tired from Mishubadim. That if a Bechor sold his Karka, the halacha is you could go be tired from those Karkois for Pidyon HaBen. Ask Taisa, how could you be tired from Karkois? L'chayra, you can't do pidyon haben with karka. So Tosfos says, lav de mafrik b'karkois, el yimkurein b'yitid dom l'koyin. It means to say that you sell these karkois, and you give the dom to a koyin. So if you look at the Tosfos HaRosh over here, Tosfos HaRosh is this kasha with Tosfos. He says, in a ganami, if a b'chara is karka, it would make sense such a thing. The koyin will come to the b'chara and say, that you're mechuyev in pidyon haben, please go sell your karka, get money, and do pidyon haben. Asha ein kein, says the Tosfos HaRosh, lekeach, if the b'chara already sold the karkois to someone else, if the koyin comes to the lekeach and he says, go sell the karka, the lekeach says, I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah pidyon haben, you want to take my karka? If a bal chayv comes, he could take away the karka. He has a schus mammon, he has a shibin in the karka, so you could come take my karka. But you're a kayin, you're coming to pidyon haben can't be with karka, so you can't take my karka. I'm not mechayv to go sell this karka. I don't have a mitzvah pidyon haben. Melo Tosfos HaRosh remains with the kasha on Tosfos and lechayra. How could we say that the din over here is to go be toyrif the karka and make the lekeach go and sell the karka? If you look in the Arit al Gazi, in the 8th parak of Chayrus, in Ois Ayin Ches, he's Masber Tosfos. He says that there's a lumdis that in a chanami I can't take the karka of a pidyon haben, but I have a shibud in the karka, I have a schus in the karka to take money of the pidyon haben from this karka. I have a schus that the mominess of this karka is meshubud to me to take money for pidyon haben. And therefore says the Marit al-Ghazi that there's a schus that the Kayan has to be tired of this karka and make the lekeach go and sell the karka and give him money. But he has a schus to take money from this karka. He has no schus to take the karka itself. He has no right to take the karka himself. This pidyon haben is not a karka. But Aval Pekin, he still can have a right to take money from the karka. And he says, Ayin Shem, he's betzayin to a tshuvas HaRashba, the Beseis brings a simuk kuf al for chosh mishpat, that if a person makes up dafka to take karka, dafka, that he wants to be paid up dafka with money, so then he could go to the lakuches and be mon from them to take the karka and get him money for it. Ayin Shem, if you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba, but how mavur it is, but that's the chiddush that Rit al-Ghazi wants to load up in our Tosfos, that it's shaykh to have a shibud on a karka, even when you can't take the kufa karka, you can have a shibud to take money from the karka, and that could cause that the lakuches amuchuyev to go sell the karka and give you the money, give you the mummies of the karka for the pidyon haben. The Gemara is before also that it's a miyat for shtaris. The kuli alma is a miyat for shtaris, that you can't be paid the pidyon haben with shtaris. Tosfos and the Ramasal Yotzu Shtaris is a kasha that l'chayra it would be mavur over here that you could sell shtaris with a raisa. If a bechor has a shtar that someone owes him money and he wants to go give it to a kayin for pidyon haben, the Gemara is saying there's a meat you can't do it. Must be that I'm able to be'etzem give the shtar over to the kayin. So it must be I could sell a shtar with a raisa. And Tosfos says that before in other places, Tosfos has a kasha that the shikas harif, that the reason why someone that sells a shtar chayiv could be meichelet is because midaraisi can't sell a shtar chayiv. So since midaraisi can't sell a shtar chayiv, that's why the malve, the original malve, could still be meichel the chayiv. So if you look at the Tosfos HaRosh over here, Tosfos HaRosh says in a chanami from this cash that's muchrach that mechir shtar is deraisa, and the reason why someone that sells a shtar chayiv, the reason why the meichel could be meichel is for a different reason. He brings down the famous Shitas Rebbeinu Tam that you can only sell Shiba Nechasim. You can't sell a Shiba Da'guf, and therefore since the Shiba Da'guf still remains to the original Malvin, not to the Lekeach, that's the reason why it can be Meichel. Not because Mechir Shtaris is Drabbanan. Matthias in other places has different roots into this Kasha, that there are certain cases of Shtaris, there are certain instances where when you sell a Shtar, it will be a Mechir B'Darais. And that's where it will be the Gei and the Miet of Shtaris of Pidyon HaBen. But if you look in the Shal Shuvitz Ar Samech, Chelik Beis Simcha Chafav, it's a very interesting Teretz, Tosfos' Kasha. He's going on a Chassam Sefer. There's a famous Chassam Sefer in Yerideya, in Shuvitz Simcha Kuflam Adalid, where the Chassam Sefer is over there is discussing what's the deal with a banknote. Banknote, like an American dollar, back in those days there was a real banknote where you have a paper which you, is backed by money, you could really go to the bank and get gold and get silver for this banknote. Now says the Chassam Sefer is doubting, does this have a din of a shtar? Does this have a Torah shtar? Or do we say, no, this thing is a Shavis Bifnei Atzmai? So the Chassam Sefer is Mechadish, he says that the reason why this paper, this banknote has a Shavis is not only because you could go to the bank and take money. He says, even in the cases where people, it's shaky already, it's not so clear how much money you're going to be able to get for your banknote, Avopik and people take it. He says the rule of the Medina, the rule of the Memshala is that you must accept the banknotes. That's the government makes these rules. They want to have some type of money to be able to buy and sell. So therefore, they have a backing. They give a backing to these banknotes, and everyone must accept these banknotes. So therefore, says the Chassam Sefer, the reason why these banknotes have a Shavuos is not just because you could go to the bank and get gold and silver. The reason why they have a Shavuos is because the Medina made a gzeira that you must accept this. So it has a Shavuos beside the gzeira of Medina. And he says every coin is like that. Every coin, a lot of times, the coin doesn't have enough Shavuos, doesn't have enough silver and gold in the coin itself to be worth the whole value of the coin. The reason why a matbeya has a Shavuos is because it's a betzias of a matbeya where the melucha is greater than this matbeya should work. And he says, it's a gzeira min hashamayim, Hashem already was buried such a betzias, that a matbeya has a Shavuos, and therefore he says a dollar, a banknote also has a Shavuos because of this. And therefore he says it doesn't have a din of a shtar, as a din of a regular metaltalin, and he's therefore the Chassam Sefer is mechadesh that doesn't have the mute of ein gufei mamon. A banknote does not have the din of ein gufei mamon; it has a regular din like all other metaltalin. It doesn't. The shavuos of a banknote is not just because you could go get money from the bank, go get gold and silver from the bank, connect it. It's because the thing itself, the banknote itself, right now the government instituted it has a shavuos. You must accept it, and you could buy and sell with it. Now the Arsameach over there in the Chedusher Meir Simcha, he comes to argue in the Chassam Sefer. He says he agrees with the Chassam Sefer that in a Chanami, it's not mamish like a shtar. It's not just a raya that you get money. The Sefer Svar is right that it has beemes has b'fnei atzmei has a shavuos. It doesn't have a shavuos just because you could be able to go and buy something. And therefore says the Arsameach, if someone's mazik it, doesn't have the same din as like a mazik a shtar. Someone that's mazik a shtar, tira de garmi. His divorce is totally indeed a degarmi, being mafsed someone, you're causing him to have a hefsed, he won't be able to be gave his chayv. Says the Arsameach, of course, a banknote is a dover b'fnei atzmai. It's something that has a shavuos b'fnei atzmai, and therefore he says, well, then you could buy and sell it. Not like a shtar. It's not just a shtar, it's not just a raya, like the Chassam Sefer says. But says the Arsameach, afal pikein, he still holds that it's in gufay mamon. That doesn't make something gufay mamon. Gufay mamon means that the shavuos is a shavuos b'tzad the etzim thing itself. It's like a shoe. A shoe has a shavuos because it's a shoe. Piece of paper, says the Arsameach, doesn't have a Shavuos. The whole reason why it has a Shavuos is because the Medina instituted that people should use it for Mekcho Memkar. And therefore says the Arsameach, that's also Nichlal in the din of Ein Gufei Mamon. And Mail says the Arsameach, if he's at, but Tosfos is Kasha by us. Tosfos by us has a Kasha, that L'chayr, why you need a meat of Pidyon HaBen, that's Ein Gufei Mamon. You can't sell Shtaris. Says the Arsameach, there are certain things that are Ein Gufei Mamon that you could sell. A banknote, says Arsameach, you could sell. It's a dover b'fnei atzmai. It's not like a shtar. It's not just a raya ba'alma. But afal pikein, since it doesn't have a shavuos, it doesn't have an intrinsic value, it doesn't have a shavuos mitzad atzmai, therefore it's still considered ein gufei mamon, and therefore we need the mi'at to be my banknotes. The mi'at of pidyon haben in charamin is not negated to a regular shtar. But a regular shtar, you can't give to a kohen because of a different reason. You can't give to a kohen because you can't sell a shtar chayiv. You can't sell a shtar. Mashenkin says the Arsameach, a banknote that you could sell, that's a dover that has a Shabbos if they ask me, it's a dover if they ask me, you could go and sell it, it's not just a Raya on a Chayiv. And therefore, says the Arsameach, that's why over there you would need a Mi'at, that even though you could sell it, and you would be able to transfer it over to the Kayan, after picking, you can't be paid the opinion of Ben because it's in Gufay Mamon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.